Your Press TV news in brief. An anti-torture panel at the UN Human Rights Council has expressed concern over the rights violations in Saudi Arabia. Committee Against Torture says Saudi Arabia holds citizens without charge or trial for months and deprives them of their right to legal counsel and medical treatment. Bahrainis have staged anti-regime protests across the country. Protests took place in several towns, including Abu Saiba, Maimir, Shahura, and Diraz. Demonstrators chanted anti-regime slogans and are demanding the immediate release of all political prisoners, including senior cleric Sheikh Ali Salman. Saudi-backed militants have fired rockets at districts in Yemen's Sana'a and Ma'arib provinces. Five people were also injured as militants fired a rocket or rockets at a district in Jaf province. Earlier, Saudi warplanes carried out over a dozen airstrikes on Amran province as well. Suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has described the country's new government as illegitimate, stressing that she'll fight to come back to power. And Rousseff's been suspended for up to 6 months after the upper house of parliament voted on Thursday to open an impeachment trial against her. Whistleblower website WikiLeaks has exposed alleged links between Brazil's new acting president and the United States, saying that he acted as an informant for U.S. intelligence. Leaked cable reveals that Michel Temer, then a federal lawmaker, gave sensitive political briefings to U.S. diplomats ahead of Brazilian elections in 2006. France has announced the end of its two years of intervention in the Central African Republic. Announcement was made by French President François Hollande during his brief visit to the CAR. France's mission in the African country was plagued by numerous scandals, including sexual violence against children. Hundreds of Macedonians are taking to the streets of the capital to protest against the government's decision to pardon dozens of politicians that are facing criminal proceedings for their alleged involvement in a wiretapping scandal. President George Ivanov plans to halt investigations against more than 50 public figures. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned attacks by Boko Haram, expressing alarm at the terrorist group's links to Daesh. A presidential statement approved by all 15 council members calls on Boko Haram to immediately cease all violence and all abuses of human rights and violations of international humanitarian law.